Writing poems is like fishing, only you get hooked too by the ones that get away, the ones you only see a flash of and never forget.
Dennis Seip has been pushing words around on paper for nearly 32 years. Today he's reading us his words pushed into poems on the Poet's Weave. I am your host, Jenny Kander. Dennis, go ahead.
The Eel Fisherman's Wife. Last night I dreamt I was an eel fisherman and you were my wife. We lived in a cottage close to Tomb Bridge. I fished hard all night through the season, under stars too beautiful to look at alone. You missed me in our bed. We would dance on winter nights in candle and firelight to Otis Redding albums my brother sent from America. Before our children were born, you dreamt of the Sargasso Sea boiling with eel lust, slimy, snuggling spirals of singing eels, and later, the little eelvers working 3 years to the Sea of Moyle, to the River Bon, to the Loch Ness, to my long line of sharp deaths. When I took you to dances, I prayed my pride would be forgiven, and I forgave the lonely men their looks, for there was no reason I should be given the right to drift into your eyes in our salty bed. You never knew how many nights, when you held me in your sleep, I worried of weather and money. I felt like a small fish, so tiny you couldn't imagine, but I was not afraid, warm in the current of your breath, hiding in your pulse of hair. Going back to 8. What would happen if somewhere my friend Marlin were thinking of me, remembering the same moment in our treehouse in Hope, Indiana after a rain, when branches were wet and bark wore off easy in your grip? Clear air carried our plans for days, stretching ahead in long light of summer, broken by ice cream truck music and hunting pop bottles to pay our way. Wednesdays at the slaughterhouse, watching hogs shot with a .22 Remington, then hung upside down in rows, their streaming slit throats flooding the concrete, old faithful gushers each week. Before we rode to the Five and Dime for comic books and butternut bars, maybe a cherry fountain Coke to savor in the park that filled the square. How many times did we cruise to Mars in a wooden rocket ship built from Marlin's father's woodshop scraps? We had to use oxygen up there. When we looked back down, we saw our town nested in a puffering of cloud, turning away on a shooter marble, and ahead the sweet cool void. 2 years before Major Matt Mason blasted off, we were on the moon first, throwing rocks a mile. We didn't come down for anything but lunch, brought out by Marlin's gentle mother in an ankle-length print dress. She had Pentecostal hair, brown eyes, and pale arms that reached out to me, the son of sinners who kept me from church and let me watch TV. But even Time Tunnel or Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea weren't as good as Marlin's mom's reading Hardy Boys adventures. Prayers made by her turning hands were as strong as her word prayers. Before the light dimmed down to Donald Duck's head, and she kissed our foreheads goodnight. I think her words have carried me a long way through many nights. Maybe sometimes they were off just barely burning, buoys of light I caught with my good eye that led me past the real monsters adults dream alive. I believe if Marlin remembered the rain-black and gnarled apple tree and the rough honey-colored boards that held us against gravity in the same instant as me, we could go back to that ozone-haunted air. This is how it would be. We'd look into each other's eyes and know, but say nothing of our knowing. We watch piss ants spiral down our tree, listen to the sawmill scream and eat logs down the street, then climb down, run to catch minnows in the creek and play Batman in the green hedge cave. We pedal our bikes until our snake hearts uncoil, smile and laugh against the ending of the day, hug and separate when the streetlights come on, to each chase our mother's voices home, run into her arms again and say, I love you, and listen to her say it back. Hold her and hold her and hold her against the whim of time that must have smiled at Marlin and me, yawned and stretched, let its quilt wrinkle down into different folds of dark and light for just as little sleep as can ever be found behind half-closed eyes. Hold her and hold her and hold her until the startled waking twitch of time.
You've been listening to poetry by Dennis Seip on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.